Welcome, 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 my fellow adventurers, survivalists, and all-around fearless folks. It's your enthusiastic host, Prepper Patty, bringing you another thrilling episode of the Prepper Patty podcast. Today, we're diving into the wild world of navigating without GPS, or as I like to call it, finding your way like it's 1999. And I don't mean the party. We'll be taking a step back in time before smartphones ruled the roost and GPS was just a jumble of letters to most folks. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to embark on a hilarious and insightful journey into the lost art of good old-fashioned navigation. Stick around, and I promise you won't be disappointed. Cheerful music fades out. Just imagine it. You're driving through the countryside, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing through your hair, and suddenly your GPS gives up on you. No warning, no farewell, just a blank screen. Panic sets in. You're lost, you're alone, and worst of all, you have no idea how to read a good old-fashioned map. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who needs a map when you've got a smartphone glued to your hand? But let me tell you, there's something liberating about pulling out a paper map and boldly declaring, I shall navigate this journey with my wits and this gloriously outdated piece of paper. Sure, it might take a few minutes or hours to figure out which way is up and where in the world you are, but there's a sense of adventure in that struggle. And let's not forget the joy of folding the map back up. It's like solving a 3D puzzle. Except the only prize at the end is the satisfaction of not getting lost in the wilderness. So here's to the lost art of map reading, the forgotten skill that our ancestors used to conquer continents and discover new lands. Who needs turn-by-turn directions when you can plot your own course, make a few wrong turns, and eventually stumble upon that hidden gem of a diner you never knew existed? In a world of instant gratification and digital dependency, let's not be afraid to embrace the quirks of the past. So next time your GPS takes a vacation, take a deep breath, grab a map, and let the adventure unfold. After all, getting lost is just an opportunity to find something unexpected. And who knows, you might just discover your new favorite scenic route or the best roadside pie stand in the process. Happy navigating, my fellow explorers. So, you've decided to ditch the GPS and go old school with a trusty compass. But with so many options out there, how do you choose the right one? Let's face it, a compass is like a best friend, reliable, always there for you, and might even help you find your way home after a few too many drinks. First things first, you'll want a compass that's as tough as Dwayne Johnson on a bad day. Look for one that's durable and can handle whatever Mother Nature throws at it, whether that's a sudden downpour or a tumble down a rocky trail. After all, you wouldn't want your compass going MIA just when you need it most. Next, let's talk about accuracy. You want a compass that's as precise as a laser-guided missile. A clear, easy-to-read dial and accurate needle are game changers when you're trying to navigate through the wilderness like a boss. Now, size does matter. You don't want a compass that's so big it feels like you're lugging around a brick, but you also don't want one so small that you need a magnifying glass to read it. Find the Goldilocks of compasses, just right for your adventures. And last but not least, let's not forget about style. You want a compass that not only gets the job done, but also makes you look like a seasoned explorer. It's like the Swiss Army knife of your outdoor gear, practical and stylish. After all, who says navigation can't be fashionable? So, whether you're trekking through the backcountry or just trying to find your way out of a department store, choosing the right compass is key. With the right one in hand, you'll be ready to take on the world, one step at a time. All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of navigating without GPS. We all know that feeling of being totally lost in the wilderness, staring at a map and scratching our heads, right? Well, one important thing to understand is declination. It's not just a fancy word, I promise. So here's the deal. Declination is basically the difference between true north and magnetic north. I know your brain might be screaming, why does it even matter? But trust me, it does. Because if you're out there with your trusty old compass, thinking you're headed north, but really you're veering off to the side, you might end up in a whole different adventure than you initially planned. And let's face it, nobody wants that, unless you're up for an unexpected detour. But fear not, my fellow adventurers, understanding declination and magnetic north isn't rocket science, despite the daunting names. It's more like embracing the quirky quirks of our planet and making sure you stay on the right path. Literally. So the next time you're out there in the wild, remember to take a moment and appreciate the magnetic pull of the Earth, and maybe give a little nod of thanks to the navigational geniuses who figured this stuff out for us. Now, armed with this newfound knowledge, you'll be better equipped to venture into the great unknown without having to rely on Siri or Google Maps. And who knows, you might even impress your friends with your newfound navigation prowess. Keep exploring, my friends, and remember, declination is just nature's way of keeping us on our toes. Practical exercises for improving navigation skills. All right, now it's time to put those navigation skills to the test. Here are a few fun and practical exercises you can try to improve your sense of direction. 1. The blindfolded walk. Grab a friend, a blindfold, and pick a familiar route in your neighborhood. Take turns blindfolding each other and navigating the route without the use of GPS. It's a great way to sharpen your memory and spatial awareness. 2. The map scavenger hunt. Dust off that old paper map, if you can find one, and create a scavenger hunt using local landmarks as clues. It's a classic game that'll have you navigating like a pro in no time. 3. The reverse route challenge. Choose a common route you take, like your commute to work, and then try to navigate it in reverse. You'll be surprised at how different things look from a new perspective. Remember, the key to improving your navigation skills is practice. Practice and more practice. So get out there and start exploring. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Navigating Without GPS. We hope you've picked up some handy tips and tricks for finding your way around. Until next time, stay on course and keep adventuring. Happy navigating, folks.